Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In walking down the street, being visually impaired, very important that you can hear things. So when there's a lot of noise and you're trying to filter it out and you're visually impaired, and of course I have my guide dog, which I rely on, but I can only imagine what it's like for someone who is totally blind and deaf and doesn't have a dog. You know, and I mean to travel on the street alone like that. Now, I knew a guy who did it. You know, I don't know how far he went out of his neighborhood, but he did it, and they eventually he wound up in a mental institution. I went in and helped him, and was able to get him out. And I did my best to communicate with him. But why is it that the agencies and the government don't make sure that people who are deaf, blind, and all of us, of course, are equal? Now, there's money through certain organizations to help deaf, blind, but it doesn't make them equal. You know, it may get them.
I could agree to that.
it may get them certain devices or equipment and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not making somebody equal. It's not making it so they can read every sign, every window, everything that everybody else has access to. So here you have a combination of things, what's going on. You have organizations that control the money that's supposed to be there to help you. And then you have no strict enforcement.
That's
and that's the combination that is happening that doesn't make we the disabled, doesn't allow us to be equal. And it's especially worse when you can't see and you can't hear. You know, the two senses that people rely on. So the government isn't doing anything about it. The agencies are restricted. They're limited. They can only do very little. And a lot of times they don't even get the money, or it's delayed.
No. Very delayed. You
know, they bring people.
I'm sorry.
A lot of these agencies bring people to the center. You know, they house them and so on and so forth. Well, that's nice. But that doesn't make somebody equal.
No, it doesn't.
You know, just bringing somebody in and giving them some kind of therapy or, you know, trying to get them to cope with the situation. Now, part of coping should mean that you're equal.
They
expect us to cope and to deal with things, and we're not equal. They don't expect that of anyone else.
No, they don't.
Only us. So there's a situation that these agencies aren't doing anything about.
And it's sad.
You know, why do you expect us, who are disabled, and most of us were made disabled by the medical profession. Why do you expect us to adjust and cope? You know, you don't ask that of anyone else, the regular non-disabled person. You didn't make it so they couldn't cope. The government made it so we couldn't, so we have problems dealing with it.
That's true.
It's us that they put down. It's not everybody. It's us, and I've said it time and time again. We're talking about the basic, simple things.
Yeah.
You know, that everybody takes for granted. And the deaf blind, I believe, have it the worst.
Yeah, I would say. Or people with multiple disabilities like myself that are completely blind and deaf, I would say have it really the worst, because they all have all senses, and they also have, they don't have the feeling of the ground. And that's really important. I realize that, because when I go to do things and I can't hear and I can't see in certain circumstances.
Yeah, but you're not completely deaf and blind. Let's not mislead people.
No, I'm not. But I have partial. But I can't feel what's going on the ground. And there's a lot of noise and a lot of disturbance.
Well, you're not
me.
On the ground. You're in a wheelchair. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And I can't tell where I am, period, at all. It's really hard.
Well, a wheelchair should be designed so that it translates what's on the ground.
Right. That's right. For people
that's
like
another
themselves.
Thing that
yeah
is not being done because the money is not controlled by the person who needs the wheelchair.
That's correct.
Controlled by a damn agency.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Great Japanese mountain dog.
Oh, yeah.
And
beautiful.
Some people call it the little bear.
They are.
So, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Anthony Kennedy Realty, right here local in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for helping. Inner Sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And ask him about the veterinarian services. Again, 631-484-3085. All right, we remind you, go an extra mile for a child, all the beautiful children of the world. We remember Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Royalty, to mention a few of them.
Yes, it's sad.
And take care of the children. Watch over them. Protect
Ollie,
them.
Too.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie Campbell.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. That's the home office number.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you want to email us, innersight@pmgmail.com. No attachment. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about the deafblind community.
That's true.
Letting people know that people who are deafblind certainly are not equal or left out. I went to a church one time for the deaf. And it was very interesting, you know. I sat there and I observed the sign language. And some people were able to talk, you know. And
that must have been difficult for you because you can't see that well.
Well, it was interesting. I don't look at it as difficult. I look at it as interesting and enlightening. You know?
Yeah, no, I know a little sign language, which I should learn more because it probably would help me. You know, I wear my hearing aids a lot, but some of the times that now I really need new the part that attaches to the ear, they're kind of nasty. And I told them about it, and she said, "Oh, I'll have you come in and get." The woman spoke with me, you know, have you come in and get new ones. But now I have to wait for our friend at the commission to even call me back, which is crazy.
Yeah, well, he's a damn idiot anyway. but I went to this church, and it was very interesting. I really got a lot from it.
Yeah, really.
You know, and how people communicated. And I realized that, you know, here is a very serious problem. Well, these people were, they were deaf, but they could see. You know.
Okay.
And some of them seemed very distant and strange. You know, that I was blind. You know,
oh.
like they didn't know how to approach me and all that. But I made some friends.
That was good.
And then later on, I had a woman on the show who was deaf-blind. And
yeah. Well,
she. Well, hold it. Let me finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Had a woman on the show who was deaf-blind.
Mm-hmm.
And she. You know, she was able to hear at a certain level.
Yeah.
The other guy I had on the show with her, blind guy, he was able to communicate with her. He knew her. So, you know, sometimes it's getting to know somebody is a way to communicate. Understanding what, you know, what they go through and... it's not easy.
No, it is.
You know, but it's a lot harder when you're not equal and it's not there for you. Communication, you know, things that you can read and all that. So
yeah.
This woman knew. She read Braille. She could figure out raised print, you know. But when she went out in the world... it wasn't there.
That's true.
Now, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that we had a discussion when we... remember that group that I told you, the mobility group that I did during the summer? Well, actually, the beginning of spring into the summer? Well, it was weird because we were all discussing together, you know, how we were, different. And how we were all, you know, each of us had a mixed bag of tricks. There was one woman, she was getting upset that people would address her as deafblind. She went on a subway, and she's considered deafblind because she sees only what's directly in front of her because she lost the view of her eyesight on her periphery completely. Okay, so she's considered blind and she's considered deaf. Okay, each of us have our own mixed bag of tricks. For me, I'm slightly with everything. So all my vision is blurry, okay, and my, quote, deafness is all, you know, it's there. I have certain levels, like you said, the levels, the frequencies, okay, It depends on who's speaking with me. Now, like my husband's level, forget it. I can't hear him. My aide's level, I can't hear her. One of them I could hear better than the other, okay? Now, it's really, really uncomfortable. I have an intercom in my house.
Well, you got to show them what level you can hear.
Well, what I really need is, they were thinking about getting it for me, is like something that somebody wears. They were thinking of doing it, but I don't know if it's going to help. And it hooks up with your hearing aid, that the person could either wear it or put it on the desk, and it hooks up with my hearing aid, and it goes straight to my hearing aid, and I can hear it better. Well, I was complaining also that I would have to also pay for my first alert. I've fallen so many times in this house, and you know, the first alert with the Medicare, okay, and the Medicaid was not covering it to extend further into my house. Okay, now that's a problem. I have different areas of my house that I can't hear. I'm sorry?
There's the money again.
Yeah, the money. It really is. I can't hear the stupid person on the life alert at all. It has to be near my bathroom, mostly because I do fall a lot in the bathroom, but I also fall in my bedroom, you know, and
well,
that's where
you need
where
better aids.
Well, I don't have the aids at night, and if I happen
you
to
should,
get up and,
if you,
you know,
if you're having trouble
staying
but then up,
I'm
you need
more
at risk. Aids.
But guess what? I'm more at risk for, you know, being placed in a nursing home. I don't want that. It's all around that freaking nursing home.
You should fight him on it.
That.
You need aids.
Well, my husband should be able to get the money that's associated with that. He doesn't get the money that's associated. He helps me a lot. He really does.
What do you mean,
he
get the money? What are you talking about?
Meaning that they have the CD Pass program, right? Everybody else is allowed to get money, you know, to, you know, help.
Oh, you mean get paid?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I should make an issue out of it.
Yeah, I really feel I should.
That's a good,
but
that's a good point for an issue.
Yeah.
That should be a news story.
Yeah.
That's what you should
everybody
do.
Else.
That's a very good way to approach that. If the money is there, why isn't someone being paid who's in the house, who's expected to help you?
Right. He's expected. He had a sign.
You
ought to
make an
document.
Issue out of that.
Yeah, I know, I should. I'm getting to the point of making an issue
right.
out of
it. Do
everything.
It tomorrow. Do it.
Yeah,
do
sure.
it.
You
if
know
you
why?
Can't, if you're
I've
not
going to
do
point.
It, you can't talk about it.
No, I am going to do it. I got to
but
the point that
good.
I was so fed up today. I did a lot of things today. A lot. You would be proud of me if I, you know, when you get tomorrow and when we speak, we always speak and get
all right, in
on
a
the
sight,
same page of things. I did a lot.
The point
today.
Is, everyone is an individual.
Yeah, they are.
And the agencies don't treat us like that. The government certainly doesn't treat us like that.
No, they don't.
So, your people in that group you told me about.
Yeah.
You know, what has that the organization that organized that group?
Yeah.
Supposed to be for the deafblind, right?
Right.
Yeah. What have they done to make all those people equal?
Yeah. They took our opinions. That's the one thing that they did okay. They took our opinions. They did a lot of recording on that group when we were doing it, which I think was okay. I really felt
sure,
that
they took
we were
your opinion because
hurt.
They're making money on them.
At this point, I didn't care. As long as they took our opinions and they let us, you know, speak and help them out.
Yeah,
they
but
did.
What good is that if they don't do what has to be done?
Well, there was one thing that everybody mentioned. They were not happy with, you know how they have these disability cards that can tell you what the person has? You know, that if they were to go somewhere and, you know, somebody were to approach them.
What the hell you got to do? You got to put a label on yourself, give somebody a card, I'm a freak?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of crap is that?
That's basically people, yeah, well.
Do they put it on us?
People need
how many times have we said this?
I know.
Don't put this shit on us, excuse me.
Yeah.
Fix it so
we can
read it.
How many times they wanted to put that on my wheelchair? Remember I told you all about that?
Fix it so we can read it, and then you don't have to hand somebody a label. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a freak. What kind of crap is it? See, that's what I mean.
I know.
They're using people, man.
Yeah. Well, you know? A lot of people said,
it's stupid using
it. Where I could read it.
Taking advantage of
people.
A lot
of people said, yeah. A lot of people were comfortable with it. I wasn't. I said, listen, I have nothing that fits me, so I don't want that. That's what I said. I said it's straight, plain, and
if people are comfortable with it, let them be.
Doesn't matter.
But still,
yeah, let them be.
Make everything so everybody can read it. You want to carry a card? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
But don't put it on
That's
me, son of a bitch.
No, I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it. Don't give me that. That's what I said. I said, I don't like
they
that.
They treat you like
That's
a
like
freak.
Naming me.
You know why they do that? Because they don't want to make things, they can't step out and take a stand and make
That's
things
right.
accessible and fight for it. So they're gonna put it on the person. Oh, here's a card. You know, in other words, what's the message there? You don't need to read it. Give somebody this card and
and they'll
know
you're deafblind.
Let them decide for you.
Yeah.
What kind of crap is that?
That's exactly
good thing
what
I wasn't in on that damn group.
Oh, you would have had fun. You would have taken it apart.
I mean,
really,
come on,
for sure.
Man. You know, that's typical of how these people think.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
A lot of people, some people were very uncomfortable with, you know, with it.
Sure,
some
uncomfortable.
People were,
you can't blame them.
Give me, yeah, some people just said it doesn't describe the way I am. And how am I going to, that's what I said. It doesn't describe the way I am. What am I going to put all of my disabilities on this one card? You'll have to carry. He's
what kind of a stupidity, idiotic, asinine mentality.
Wait,
these are the people who went to school and studied how to help the disabled?
Wait. I said you would have to carry the dictionary, the medical dictionary, if you were to put it on a card. You'd have to carry it.
That
what
is the
that?
Stupidest thing I ever heard. You see, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
they're not, these agencies and the government are not,
it, though.
The agencies and the government are not making us equal. That
but,
doesn't
you know,
make you equal.
No, it doesn't. But
carrying a card that's gonna, I mean, and then you're inviting people to take advantage of. Oh, this person can't see. Oh man.
Aside from all the other issues that you have to deal with, yes, I would say that. Do you know, I don't like the fact traveling at night without. I mean, I wish I had a dog because I don't feel safe. At times, when I'm traveling with my cane and with, you know, in the
what
areas that I go, I really don't like it. It's 99% of where I want to travel. And if I want to go places or I want to do things, I don't feel safe, you know, in certain areas. Like if I want to go, you know, with a friend and we go and then she, you know, she or he says, okay, I'm done, I go home, and you go home, and then I come to go home. I'd have to take transit. I would have to take, you know, sometimes you just want to hop on a bus and go places. You can't do that as a disabled person who has a vision or, you know, a hearing problem together. Because at times, if you don't have a dog, you know, and I'm going to say that, I would love to have one right now, but I'm not, I'm going to respect
Well, even
my
if
husband.
You have a dog, you still should be able to read what's going on around you.
Yeah, you should.
It should still be there.
It should be there, yes.
All right, in the site, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we got the funnies happening over here.
Yeah.
Anybody on the line?
Let me take a quick look.
Inner
I like to
sight.
Refresh it. No, it's just us tonight.
All right. And, you know, I heard about this change in the some of the rules that if you, I haven't verified it. Have you? Is it true? If you get married and you're disabled, you don't lose your.
That's what one of our advocates said, but I
benefits?
Can't find it. I can't find it. So she has something, an audio of it. So I got to get in touch with her. But I had such a busy day today, trying to get my benefits.
All right. So we until we
yeah.
confirm it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
that would be awesome
leave it alone.
If that's the case.
wanna,
no, really.
I want to be able to confirm that. You know.
Yeah, I do too.
So you have a situation here where there's money available when you're deafblind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the same setup. The whole system is set up the same way. Now, Maureen called me today to change the subject a little bit, but it's still the same idea. And told me that the agency that was supposed to help her mom couldn't get her an aide, so she's still in the nursing home.
Yeah.
And they didn't give her any time frame. They didn't tell her how long, when they're going to get her an aide and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was they didn't get her an aide, but they have the money.
Yes, they do.
You know. And I was thinking if that money were put into inner sight, we would get her an aide. We would find one. We'd make it our business to find
Hell
one.
Yeah.
Even if I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, we would have gotten her the hell out of there.
Yes, we would have.
So there you have it. In every aspect of the system, whether you're deafblind or you need a guide dog or you're in a nursing home, the bottom line is somebody else controls the money that's supposed to help us.
You know what happened to me today?
That's why people can't get help.
Yeah.
You know?
And I had to talk to AgeWell today, my provider. I almost lost all of my CD pass because of one stupid...
Why do you call them
thing.
Your provider if they don't provide for you?
Well, that's what they call them. So
I wouldn't call
themselves.
Them.
I'll just say...
I wouldn't call
the
them. You're my provider?
Company.
Good. Send me a check for the year for the money for my AIDS. Provide.
Yeah, I would love it. Provide.
Provide,
right?
You son of a bitch. Provide. Where is it? That's how I would tell them. They're
yeah,
not
but
providers.
They're not providing. That's how you call them. Well, listen.
What are they providing?
Nothing. But
they don't provide
well,
the money for you.
They didn't provide
so
the money.
Pay your aid.
She did. She
anyway,
go
ahead. Finish your story.
Well, she found a loophole, though. Here's what happened. CG Pass, there was a little loophole that allowed me to stay on CD Pass, and I had no clue that this was happening, but it allowed me to stay on the CD Pass from May until now because the doctors were delaying writing all the paperwork because of COVID. So all this time, because my doctor made a mistake with the damn date on the thing, it has to... Remember I told you the damn date of the... What is it called? The... Oh, goodness, my mind just drew a blank. The damn date of the what they sign on the paperwork and the examination has to be the same exact thing. What the heck? You could call them and just change it, can't you? No, it has to be in the same handwriting and the same color pen and not, oh, for God's sake.
Sure,
please.
Otherwise they don't get their money.
That's right.
See,
so
the
I
government
looked up,
comes down on them.
But you know the funny part? But they could get a fax. They could get a fax from the doctor of them signing something and their most recent examination of me, and then they fill out the forms. Wait a minute.
So why didn't they call
the
doctor? What are they calling you for?
Wait, they did. So I'm like, wait a second here. How is this better? How is that better? I don't understand that. How is a facsimile, okay, how is a fax better and a copy better than the original, which really, really made me angry today. I was really at the point, I said, I'm at the point of screaming, to be honest with you.
What is this for? What did they want to take away from you?
The whole aid service. And you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I would have just been happy to say good riddance at that point, because I've been through hell with this. You know that, Frank, right? Along with all the medicine, too.
It's the same thing. It's the money.
Yeah, but you get
that's
to the
all
point
it is.
That
they,
that's what,
as long
that's
as they have the
it.
Money, they control, they run the show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, that's all it is. Mm. That's what needs to be changed. Seriously.
Very much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
and until
much.
It is, we're never going to be equal.
No. And, you know, I still think, in the bottom of my heart, you know, even though Biden wants us to be equal no matter what he says, he's doing a tightrope dance between the what's called, quote, I'm going to say a facade of providers, and the disabled. You cannot be doing that. If you say you want to help people, you have to help people. You cannot just do that, okay? That's what I feel, you know?
I don't think he wants to help us. He just wants to make himself look good.
I think there's a sense of
that's
sincerity there, but there is sincerity there.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing.
Feel it.
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow, we'll find out if Congressman Garbarino wants to help.
Well, I'm going to make a plan with Pidge. And I'm going to make a plan with all the people I mentioned to you, and I'm going to do a Zoom call. I am. I'm going to have everybody call in, if it's
you
gotta, just
you got to put together a committee.
Yeah. I am.
You got to have people. You got to get names on that petition and let everybody
promote
it.
I got to really
promote
get names
it.
On that. Yeah.
And
I want everybody to put it on their Facebook, too.
A committee.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to do it.
And I'm going to ask what's missing. What am I missing? You know, there's one thing I still feel it's just not robust.
You're missing
enough.
More people to do something about it. That's what you're missing.
Yeah. And I need somebody
more
to help me. Yeah, I need somebody because I'm, you know, my blindness and my hands, both of them, and my hearing and all of that, the stuff that's my disability is preventing me from being helpful to inner sight. I'm trying my hardest, and I feel
you
like
you need
I'm
the right equipment, too.
Exactly. And sometimes I feel, is that they're preventing me, you know? And that bothers me, you know? So
all right, inner sight
right.
Television, 7:30 tonight. We were on Channel 20 on Long Island Altice. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit. So that's the Unisite TV. And tomorrow night we're going to goof off with the funny. The philosopher's going to philosophize about people who got the vaccine and still got the virus.
That's not
tomorrow
even philosophy.
Night.
That's the truth.
All right. Tell you about that, and we'll tell you about the body with Gabriel.
You know what's really sad? They're thinking of a booster for the variant. I'm like, listen, you messed up the first time around. Don't even think that people are going to be enthusiastic about
taking
a
people?
Booster. No, I'm not at this point. You got me to take the first two. Booster my butt.
You know where
you know?
They get a booster right in the booster.
Oh,
one goal of a
guess
booster.
What? guess what? The acupuncture said they would not let the school open unless everybody, you see that? I told you that was going to happen. I knew it, my gut.
Wait, you didn't finish your statement. Unless everybody what?
Unless everybody vaccinated. Yep, they didn't let the school open.
You mean the people who worked there?
No, people to come there and everybody, just everybody to be in that school. You know,
well,
to come there.
Don't you go there to get help so you don't have to take any poison?
Yes, you do. But they would, the government.
That's a contradiction.
Not, yeah, it is. Very much so. Very much so.
That's
he was
a
not
contradiction.
Happy about that. He's not happy about that. Do you think? He sounded very melancholy when he said it to me. I'll tell you that much. I'm going to ask him about it. He says, it was just, I don't know how to even say it in that manner, but he was like very melancholy when he said it to me. You got the shot, like that, sort of, you know. And I was like, I got to talk to him.
No, because he probably doesn't
want to
take that poison.
No, he doesn't. Nobody wants to, please. Yeah. So that was that.
All right, inner sight. I had my vaccination, by the way.
Yeah, I know what vaccination you had. Oil of oregano.
I'm a plant.
Yeah,
best in the world.
Well, I wish I
all right,
in
a sight.
Something like that.
talking tonight about the deaf-blind, how the agencies should do a lot more, agencies and the government should do a lot more to make people who are visually impaired and hearing impaired equal.
That's
you know,
true.
The politicians should do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Every politician should be concerned that every person in this country should be able to walk down the street, and if there's a sign on the corner, should be able to read that damn-ass sign. Every politician should be worried about that. Should make sure.
Yes, they should.
You know, and I'm not talking
about
you know, pull something out of your pocket and try to make it work and aim it at the sign. And no, I'm talking about the sign to be read the way everybody else is able to read it. Some people have to touch it to read it.
Yeah.
So every politician is obligated to make sure that safety feature is happening, is there.
You know what I noticed too?
They should have done it when the damn signs were put up and they didn't.
Yeah,
what?
That's true. I noticed something too. You know, you told me that the vibration on the sign should be there, right? Well, it's weird.
On the accessible
that,
pedestrian signals, yeah.
Right.
It's supposed to vibrate.
Okay. It's supposed to vibrate, right? So now I went there, and I went to look at the sign and see if it had the vibration, right? So I was kind of ticked off, to be honest, when I didn't see that. It's not that I didn't see it. If they were to lower the volume of the sign, I need
well,
to
you would feel the vibration.
You'd still feel the vibration, right?
Yeah, when the light
mm-hmm.
changes,
right?
The deaf person, deaf-blind person can't see it. They feel the vibration,
right.
And they know that the light has
climbed
changed.
It up. Right. The light in what direction?
In any direction. It depends on
what
direction you're...
It doesn't matter.
The arrow is pointing.
Okay, so it would be okay to actually go, correct?
When you feel the vibration, yeah.
Right, okay. I went and I touched that, right? Because he lowered the volume because it was right next to his house. Now, I wasn't happy about that, you know, and because I can't hear it. He lowered it so much, the thing has a weird sound to it.
Well, that's because there's no enforcement.
Right. The two lights, they have two different clanks to them. I can't tell which is which now. The clanks sound the same. because he lowered it so much. So I was figuring if I felt the vibration, I'd be okay, right? And I'd leave it, and we'd be at peace with each other, because it would be like constantly he would be lowering it and I'd be raising it because I'd called it down, right? And I...
Is it a town light?
State.
Oh, well, you got to call the state.
Well, the state calls
but there's
for
no
me.
Enforcement.
I mean, the town calls it for me. No, there isn't.
What the hell is the good of calling? There's no enforcement.
I know. So now I have the town looking into it because I told them that. Whenever I go to the light, I don't know if this is controlled. The light itself, the volume, it controls the
vibration.
Why
they look into
know.
It? Because there's no enforcement.
I know.
Nobody does anything to enforce the fact that a person can't read the light.
Right, and then there's two different
If the guy from the town called the state and he said, the federal inspector was here from the FBI. You know, he said, if we don't have this fixed within a week, I could be arrested and you could be arrested. You see how friggin' ass fast. That's what you need.
Yes.
The same everybody else has.
Yeah. Just like Grandpa said one thing, he said, this is all half-assed. Excuse my French.
No damn enforcement.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
On these things. You know, it's like they're doing us a favor. And they don't even do that right.
No, they don't. So now I'm trying to figure out if this particular light is going to actually need my intervention and just say, max it out. Because he's going to end up turning it down anyway and leave it at that. And if he changes it again, I'm going to just do it again and again and again. You know?
Yeah, because nobody gets in trouble. They're tampering with a traffic light. If they did that to the regular traffic light, they'd be arrested.
Can we, as a disabled person...
You're not supposed to tamper with a traffic light.
Right. But can we do this under whatever that stupid thing that we supposedly won? Can we do something under that? Or no? Or is that just a...
That was only for a particular area.
Oh,
that we would. That's the problem.
I know.
I try to get Bahamundi
to look at.
You know, to bring a lawsuit, and I said, let's get every light in the county, and you know, you can't do it that way. Sure.
Why?
They don't want you to be equal.
Mm.
They don't want you to be safe and equal. You know? Mm. They want to take advantage of you.
No, what I think we should do is that should be federal. Like Pidge is saying, we need to get things done federally, period. That's all. That's what bothers me. We're going to be a good team. Pidge, I, you, we're going to get this done. I think we are if we really concentrate on it, right? Seriously. Pidge,
we have
so sweet,
to get,
get
enforcement.
This done. Yeah.
If we don't get enforcement, it doesn't mean
anything. Yeah, I know.
So there you have the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, 213-816-1650. If you're visually impaired and deafblind, hearing impaired.
Yeah.
Give us a relay call.
Yeah. We also going to put up, we have another 15 minutes. If you want, I'm putting up a chat, okay? And we could talk, you know, as much as I can see you. Chat's not that big, but I could try. I'll put a magnifying glass there.
A chat about
what? My best. You could chat on here. on our page.
Oh, you mean on tonight's subject?
Yeah, tonight's subject. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that should be up all the time if we have it.
Yeah, but I can't see it too well. They don't have it large. Mm. Yeah. So I would love to put it up all the time, but they don't have it large. You know?
Meeting with the congressman.
Oh, wait. They made it bigger. Maybe I could do this. Hold on.
I'm going to do my best to explain to him about equality. You know, now I'm meeting with him on the mostly on the service dog issue. You know, and that'll be a week from tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm sure that I'll be doing a show on that alone on that meeting. You know, negative or positive, I'll do it.
Yeah, right.
All right. Hope it's going to be a positive.
Good. I hope so, too. I'll be there with you.
All right.
To help you.
In a sight. And, you know, being disabled is not the worst thing in the world. You know what the worst thing in the world is? I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing in the world is not being equal, not having
that's
it there for you. That's the worst thing about it, to me. I mean, everybody has their different opinion. You know, I believe that maybe millions of people do share my view on that. But it's not the fact so much that you're disabled. You learn to deal with that. You learn to live with it. You learn to accept it. You learn to, sometimes you even learn to like it. But the worst part is that you're not equal. And you got to, you know, fight for that and advocate for that.
That's true.
Because the government and the agencies screwed up big time.
Oh, yes, they did.
So that's what's happening to people who are deafblind.
Yeah.
You know? It's harder for people who are deafblind to fight and advocate.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they don't have the two senses that would normally help them to do it, you know. But we're here for everybody. All disabilities.
Oh. You know what they did, Frank? You know what they did on this? They made
Who's
it bigger.
That?
Blog.
Oh.
They changed. I never used this in a long time. They made the conscious to TED bigger. I could barely see it, but I could see it a little. So that's good. Very good. You could even add attachments.
They should make everything so people could
see it,
pick it up and read it.
Yeah, I know. But this is good. A little bigger. I can see it a little. So, hey, when it starts, tonight's topic is on deaf, blindness, and equality. Please call, and I put the phone number if you'd like to, you know, join.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on the internet,
yeah,
you can use the chat.
Yeah, chat or relay us. With the phone number, we could do that, too.
Yeah, if you're out there and...
relay.
You want to use the relay?
Yeah, I'm going to put the guest line. Okay.
Yes, and you know, I don't know what kind of lobbying, if any, they have in Washington for deaf blind. I've never heard of any.
Yeah, no.
You know, for people who are struggling to be able to access everything. I know that the College for the Deaf has done a lot for deaf people.
Right.
But I don't believe that that includes deaf blind people.
No.
So we need to have more of a brotherhood with the disabled. Because, you know, if they're doing it to one of us, they're doing it to all of us.
Yes, they are.
We need to get the feeling of a brotherhood. And people need to understand each other better. You know? I remember I went to a social with deaf blind people a while ago, yeah, long time ago, and made some friends. And you know, one thing I found very hard, but I tried to do it, is people who are blind and deaf, they do Braille on your fingers. You know, I don't know how to. It's not easy to do. It takes a lot of practice. So a couple of people were doing it to me, and I'm trying to figure it out. And they went so fast. I mean, I know Braille. You know, but they went so fast, and I couldn't pick it up. But that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to try and try and try and keep on trying until I do pick it up. All right. Inner sight.
That was interesting.
Around the world. What?
I mean, that was interesting. I know a little bit of Braille from when I had, you know, my friend in high school, and we were just kids. And what we used to do, so the teacher didn't give it to the Braille instructor because she had, you know, she was mainstream. So she had to go to a room privately and get all of her school stuff converted into Braille. So that person would have a Braille press and sit down and convert everything that she was given, you know, to, you know, Braille. So it was kind of funny in a way because she was told to convert our notes, you know, that we had, right? And we were just sitting there as kids, you know. And our Braille was upside down and because we were trying not to have people recognize our Braille upside down and we twisted it around all different ways to make people not – you know, recognize our Braille. We had it weird. But we ended up, you
what
know...
What do you mean recognize? Most people can't read Braille.
No. This person was, you know, who was trained in Braille. So we had, you know, we were trying to get the person who caught us passing notes in class. And
oh, you didn't want them to read your personal...
That's right.
Diary.
In class. Yeah. Hmm. We being bad in class, you know. So I would tell my, you know, my friend, hey, you know, meet me at the, you know, class and stuff like that. So I'll help you out. So we were doing, you know, the Braille upside down and through, you know, for me, I had my sight then. I would, you know, just, you know, make it upside down and, you know, I don't know, I think I looked at it through a mirror or something, and then I would just, I don't know what I did. We did something crazy. I'd have to talk to her about it and try and remember how we did it, but we did it. They didn't know what we did. They couldn't decipher the Braille. And it was kind of funny. We knew. We knew exactly what we did, and we knew how to. It was a code, like we did. And we, it was fun. But we then, we had the ability to
right.
decipher the Braille.
In a sight.
Oh, anyway, we have a call, by the way, a quick call. They want to speak to you.
Yeah. Braille is very important to people who are deaf blind.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have a few minutes.
Yes.
So we'll take a quick phone call.
Yeah.
Inner sight. Hello. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You're live on Inner Sight.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was also on the show yesterday. Nobody picked up. I'd like to give you guys a little bit of advice. Take a look at the switchboard like every 15, 20 minutes. Buy an egg timer for $1 and let it remind you. Because that's usually the fault of a lot. Most of the talk show hosts on Blog Talk, they don't take a look at the switchboard often enough. And the listeners that call in,
but I have
they
a
leave.
Little sight issue. I'm sorry. I have a little sight
I know.
Issue.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But Frank asks that's you at that. Times, is there anybody at the switchboard? But if you have a timer, like every 15, 20 minutes or so, it
Thank
saves you,
you,
you know, saves you some aggravation. But in any case, you were talking about nursing homes yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, So I was learning about how they're not exactly what you two would think of as being appropriate places for people who need some kind of care. So, Frank, you were talking about if it's done at home, it would be better. So, but that the person who would take, and they have that now. You can actually hire your a family member to take care of you. So, is that what you were talking about?
Well, we were talking about the person having enough hours in their home,
right?
You know, so they don't
have
to go into a nursing home.
Right. If a certain number of hours that you are given, okay, then you become like a risk of going into a nursing home. It's more like a cost risk, because then you're then at a risk. Like right now, I refuse to get more hours because I then become a bigger risk of then going into a nursing home. So right now I'm getting to be on another program that will help me not be in a nursing home. But that means that I have to, you know, fill out large amounts of, you know, paperwork and stuff to get this going. Right now it's been, I'd say, 3 long days of paperwork with that just to get into this program, and then it's going to take a number of weeks before I get on the program itself. Yeah,
you got to deal with these agencies.
Yeah,
these agencies, and they have to answer to the government.
Yeah,
you know, and the money should be in the hands of the person who need the help.
Yeah, it's true.
And protected, and of course, they have a right to make sure you're using the money in the right way. You should only be able to use it in the right. In the nursing home, the home attendant. You know, the money would be put into an account. You can only use that money for your home attendant home, you know, your home health care.
That's true.
You know, that's what we want. Similar
so
to what
you're
they
advising
do with
home health. Yeah, are you advising home health care as opposed to nursing homes?
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah,
I've been in many nursing homes. Yeah.
Okay. So you
listen, we
got to
get out of here, but thanks for your call.
Inner sight.
Are you leaving?
I'm sorry.
The show's over.
Yeah.
When did
thank
you start?
You so much. Call again. Call again. We like your call.
Please do. We do
so
like
what
the
time?
Call
what
sorry.
Time do you start?
8 o'clock. 8 to 9. Tomorrow
8
night.
I'm sorry.
8 to 9.
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.